All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pats.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Ahoy, ahoy! Your seafaring old salt, Jonas Squidly it be. And of course, here with me parrot, Ahab.
And I'm here with me human, Jonas.
And ye mateys are lucky. Do you know why? Because you're tuned to the adventures of Patch the Pirate. And you're even luckier because good old Jonas Squidly is the host of the program.
Well now, Mr. The Host of the Program. Why don't ye remind the mateys what happened last week in the adventure?
All righty. Last week, Captain Patch and his crew learned that Cottonmouth, for some silly reason, bought a mountain and is building a housing development upon it.
Maybe he wants to live in a high-rise.
The point be, Ahab, the land be worthless. No one would want to be a living way up there.
I wouldn't mind.
Now, here be part two of the Calliope Caper. Today, we'll be finding out what Cottonmouth is up to.
This show is a funny-looking kind of houseboat, ain't it, Moccasin?
Yes, boss.
I can't decide if it looks like a big toe or a big nose. Got a mighty peculiar-sounding name, too. La Grande Schnozola. Well, let's see if anybody's to home.
Yes, boss.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Excuse us, ma'am. We's a trying to track down a female they call a Swamp Queen. Does she live around these parts?
Ah, monsieur, search no further. My name is Lovely Lonnose, the Queen of the Swamp.
Like I said, look at the beak on that woman. She'd make an elephant jealous.
Yes, boss.
Pardon, monsieur.
Me and my lawyer was just puzzling about something. The big nose is running your family.
Oh, oui, monsieur. My nose is my pride, my joie. It is my life, my honor. It was handed down to me by my father.
Marcus said I bet he was glad to get rid of that thing.
Yes, boss.
Queen, I never seen a houseboat quite like this one before. It kind of resembles your nose.
Ah, monsieur, you are very observant. Would you like to step inside?
No thanks. I'm sure there's plenty of room, but I would like to see the inside of your houseboat.
Entrez-vous, monsieur.
Now, Queen, I'm going to get right down to brass tacks. All the day I was reading the Mr. Slippy Mudslinger when I came across your ad in the wanted section. And I quote, "Hail ye, hail ye. 100 francs will be rewarded to the person who gives any information as to the location of Big Toe, my one true love, signed the Swamp Queen."
Do you have such information, monsieur?
Well, maybe I do and maybe I don't. What is your interest in this Big Toe fella?
Monsieur, I am tired of ruling alone. It is too hard for moi. I am ready to marry and turn all of my power and all of my swamp over to my husband, who will become the Swamp King. I want Big Toe to be my king.
But why do you want Big Toe? Have you ever made his acquaintance, ma'am?
No, I have only seen him once, but that was enough. My heart was smitten with love.
When did you see him?
2 years ago. I was floating down the Mr. Sleepy about midnight when I heard a strange sound. I glanced over at a small island, and there he was, Big Toe, howling at the moon. He took my breath away. Then I saw it outlined in the dim moonlight, that gorgeous, masculine, gigantic toe. And I knew I could never love another. We have so much in common. With his toe and my nose, it would be the perfect match. Oh, can you help me? Name your price. 100 francs, 1,000 francs.
Well, ma'am, I ain't never been too fond of francs. I do like some beans and weenies now and then, but I kind of had my hopes set on something else.
What is it you want, monsieur? Anything, name it.
I was coming to that. Now, Queenie, here's my bargain. I'll personally deliver Big Toe to you this very afternoon, and you shall be married before sunset today. Ah, myself, Colonel Cottonmouth Calhoun will perform the ceremony.
Oh, monsieur, if I am dreaming, do not wake me.
Boss.
I know he's already married, Marcosia, and I know Catfish don't have no Big Toe anymore. Just leave the details to me.
Yes, boss.
Ma'am, all I ask is that you place in my charge Calabash Shrimp in your catastrophe calliope for a mere 24 hours.
Monsieur, consider it done. Your request is granted. But why do you want my servant Calabash and the calliope?
Well, first of all, I'm going to use the catastrophe calliope to go fetch Big Toe for you.
Oh, please hurry, monsieur.
Then I'm going to turn the top of Cottonmouth Mountain into a lakefront property. And as a wedding gift to you and your beloved Big Toe, I'm going to double the size of your kingdom by turning Mr. Slippy City into one giant swamp.
Oh, merci, mon ami. You are too kind.
Oh, think nothing of it, ma'am. Besides, it's going to make me the richest man on the river.
Oh, Monsieur Cottonmouth, here comes my calabash now. Monsieur Cottonmouth, this is my loyal servant, Calabash.
Bonjour, monsieur. Calabash Shrimp at your service. Comment allez-vous?
Comment allez who? Oh, no, Moccasin, here we go again. I never could understand Spanish.
Calabash, for the next 24 hours, you are under the command of Monsieur Cottonmouth.
Certainement, ma queen. Monsieur Cottonmouth, your wish is my command.
Mighty fine, Shrimp, mighty fine. Well, Moccasin, we'd best get on board the Calliope. Queenie, let's all syncopate our watches and we'll rendezvous right here at sunset. Crank up this thing and let's light out for Mr. Slippy City.
Tout suite, monsieur.
Au revoir, mon ami.
Yeah, same to you, I'm sure.
Arnie, have you enjoyed having a mom and dad of your very own?
I'll say, Captain Patch, I wouldn't trade them for all the grits in Dixie.
Have you been obeying them?
Most all the time, Captain Patch, but there's been a few times I disobeyed. Then Daddy had to spank me, but I didn't mind.
Why is that, Arnie?
Because I never had a daddy to love me and spank me and pray that I'd turn out good.
Did you know that the Bible teaches us that God disciplines His children also?
Really?
And we need to obey our Heavenly Father, not only because we love Him, but because He wisely punishes disobedience.
The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy is understanding, understanding, understanding. God will bless them all, both the great and small, all who fear the Lord.
Fear of the Lord, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy is understanding.
Fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy is understanding, understanding, understanding. God will bless them all, both the great and small, all who fear the Lord. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding, understanding, understanding. God will bless them all, both the great and small, all who fear the Lord, all who fear the Lord.
Your mom and daddy are pretty old, ain't they?
I guess so.
Why'd they wait so long to get married?
Oh, they tried to get married 26 years ago, but daddy disappeared into thin air.
What happened to him?
Uncle Cottonmouth and Moccasin threw daddy into the river and left him for dead. Then last year we found daddy on an island half crazy with a big swollen up toe. He'd been there for 25 years.
How'd you cure him?
Oh, Mama just laid a kiss on his big toe and fixed him up as good as new. They was married the same day.
Hey, everybody, look at this tree by the river. It's loaded with apples. And boy, are they good.
Can I have one, Pee-wee?
Sure, Pixie. There's plenty for everybody.
These are good. Isn't that another apple tree over there, Captain?
It looks like it, Peanut.
Then why doesn't it have any apples?
Water has been terrible scarce around here, Peanut. Why, the other day I had to suck a watermelon just to get a drink.
That tree hasn't produced any apples because it hasn't gotten any water. But this tree here on the riverbank gets all the water it needs.
That reminds me of Psalm 1.
Hey, that's right. God says if we delight in His Word, then we're like a tree planted by a river. It brings forth fruit.
Galatians 5:22 says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance.
You mean Christians are supposed to bear fruit?
That's right, Ray.
This I gotta see.
Well, let's all be on the lookout today, mates. Maybe we'll see some of this fruit of the Spirit before the day is over.
Come on, Arnie. Let's get out of here. I'm bored.
Hey, y'all. I believe I hear a calliope coming this way.
What's a calliope, Cooter?
A calliope kind of looks like an overgrown pump organ. They plays them at the circus mainly.
Hoop-de-doo. Is a circus coming to town?
That ain't no regular circus calliope, y'all. That's the sound of calabash shrimp in the catastrophe calliope.
And I got a notion. We ain't in store for no circus, neither.
I guarantee you something's up. Calabash has never come out of the swamp before.
He's pulling up to the dock.
Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Mateys, Uncle Jonas here with some wise advice from God's Word. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. Don't forget, mates, there'll always be evildoers around you who are up to no good. So it stands to reason that you need to go to a good church at every opportunity and encourage each other in the Lord. Mates, don't miss next week's adventure, when the calliope music affects the former Mr. Big Toe, Captain Catfish Calhoun. Now here's a song from the Patch Kids.
I'm growing.